The racial traits of non-Europeans. 1. Existentially distressed by space, quiet, privacy, and nature itself. 2. Compelled to degrade and overpopulate any habitat into a wasteland of environmental disaster. 3. Blatantly lie to no end, for each interaction is a zero-sum game, if not a negative-sum game. 4. Perceive everything as a matter of social status, which they seek to humiliate others with. 5. Traditions and pastimes are synonymous with conspicuous consumption. 6. Breed out of spite and only care for their kin in a performative fashion. 7. Adept at mimicry and imitation, so to achieve a convincing but false appearance. 8. Their ambition and narcissism are only matched by their incompetence. 9. Rebound between feigned humility, begging for acceptance, and delusional gloating. 10. Succeed in making problems and proposing ways to hide them, enabling maldevelopment. 11. Claim superiority by immiserating conditions to the point where participation only makes life worse. 12. Conflate the disgust mechanism with insecurity or a pathological complex. 13. Default position on anything is relativistic cruelty, justified, contrived grievance. 14. Project what they are guilty of onto white people, since every negative accusation they make is a confession. 15. Incapable of empathy, yet demand and exploit empathy to elicit guilt and avoid extermination. Furthermore, degenerate whites adopt such traits and wield them against other Europeans. Upon infiltration, a single non-European, be it African, Asiatic, or Jewish, will seek to establish a personable reputation among the host population. Hence, they indulge token virtue as a facade for ulterior hostility while increasing their numbers and influence. The passive-aggressive types use subterfuge, while their immoderate brethren use overt force, the latter of which they claim does not represent them in general, as they emphasize respect and tolerance, upholding plausible deniability while seeking the death of Europeans.